Hi. Today I'm going to talk a bit about the Just for Today literature. Now I believe it's I always thought it was AA, but I believe it is NA. I may be wrong, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but which I'm sure you will. But I read them every day. So today's January or 12th of January 2021. Spiritual awakening. So I'll just read this first to you. Page 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. Step 12. How will I know when I have had a spiritual awakening? For many of us, a spiritual awakening comes gradually. Perhaps our first spiritual awareness is as simple as a new appreciation for life. Maybe one day we'll suddenly discover the sound of birds singing early in the morning. The simple beauty of a flower may remind us that there is a power greater than ourselves at work around us. Often, our spiritual awakening is something that grows stronger over time. We can strive for more spiritual awareness simply by living our lives. We can persist in efforts to improve our conscious contact through prayer and meditation on a daily basis. We can listen within the guidance we need. We can question our addicts. We can question other addicts about their experiences with spirituality. We can take time to appreciate the world around us. Just for today, I will reflect on the spiritual awakenings I have experienced. I will strive to be God conscious. I will take time out of the day to appreciate my higher power's handiwork. Now, I always used to think of myself as being quite a spiritual person. But for me, that was more about, you know, listening to The Doors, listening to Pink Floyd, you know, all that psychedelia and expanding my mind type thing, and you know, being at one with the universe. And that was kind of how, you know, I you know, took lots of acid and other mind altering substances, which is why I'm here pretty much. So for me, it was a nice idea for me to be a spiritual person, but put it into practice, probably not. A great deal of practice was done. So since coming into the program and since getting sober, you know, I am learning to be more mindful. So that point about, you know, hearing the sound of the birds singing early in the morning, you know, not kind of going, oh my God, the birds are waking me up. Not about that. It's about, you know, being appreciative of you know, the kind of simple things around you, the beauty in the universe. You know, it doesn't have to be the birds, it can be, you know, just the changing of the seasons, it can be, you know, I think when I was first coming into sobriety, I noticed little kind of flowers growing through, they're probably weeds, but growing through, you know, cracks in walls and things like that. You know, it's like just beauty in the kind of face of, you know, adversity or whatever. You know, why is this little beautiful, colourful weed growing through a brick wall? But you know, it's noticing little things like that. It's again, I've said it before, you know, I'm not religious, but my higher power is the universe. So it's you know, it governs everything that's around us, and to be part of that is kind of what I'm striving to be. You know, I've spent so long kind of not being connected to it. So connecting every day, by getting up, by doing meditation, by doing you know, simple things like setting your structure for the day, you know, making sure that you've got a plan for what you're going to do, not just bumbling through life like, you know, I have been doing for a long, long time. So it's all about educating yourself, I think, you know, reading lots of literature. You know, I've started reading a lot about Buddhism. I won't go into that, but, you know, as I say, I'm not religious, but I think take whatever you can from anything. It's part of the universe, isn't it? You know, so if religion works for you, depending on what it is, for me, I relate to a lot of things within Buddhism, and Buddhism, I think, itself is more a way of trying to live your life better than an actual religion. You know, there's no militant rules and regulations in it or anything like that, but you know, as I say, still learning. But for me, definitely being mindful, just getting up and appreciating the day. You know, as I say, it is just for today. One day at a time is kind of where we're at, what we do. So if you've not got into kind of the Just for Today ideas and ideology, it's on, you can find it on jftna.org, Just for Today, narcoticsanonymous.org. There's probably plenty of other apps and websites, but that's the one I use, and I have it saved on my phone, so I do read it every day, and I try and share it to a few of the WhatsApp groups that I've got. Sometimes you'll find that I put it on my Recovery Gym Instagram page. So, you know, for me, it makes me feel better for the day. It sets me up. I have a good old think about what it's telling me and what it's kind of speaking to me about. And I think that is, you know, it's, I never used to be mindful about things. I would just get up and, well, drink, or even when I possibly wasn't drinking every day, it would be, I would just get up, go to work, do whatever, you know. I don't think I was a miserable person, but I don't think I was really getting as much out of life as I'm trying to now. I think, you know, the program, the 12 steps, the Just for Today, all of these things, they're not just for addicts, man. You know, especially in this time of global pandemic and lockdown and things like that, it's, everybody can be utilizing these things to just lead a better, kind of happier and more fulfilled life. It's really, you know, since getting into the program and since being sober, I can't tell you how much my life has improved. And yeah, a lot of people will be like, God, you know, you should have done this years ago. Maybe I wasn't ready. In fact, I know I wasn't ready. But it doesn't matter. You know, I'm doing it now, and that is what's important. You know, I've, you know, touch wood, got quite a few more years left in me to kind of make a difference and to my life and the people around me. You know, that's kind of what's important to me. It's not about, you know, making an impact on the world as a whole, which I think I used to want to when I was younger, thinking about dreams of being a rock star or a film director and all that. Now, for me, it's just about the people that are in my close little bubble in Jim's universe. That's what it matters to me. It's about making a difference to people's lives around you, you know, just in service to helping them and, you know, partaking your wisdom or your experience on what you're learning in life to them. You know, I have a niece and a nephew now, and they're just fantastic that they're kind of back in my life now, and I love spending time with them. They're amazing little people, and you know, whatever I can kind of teach them, what I've learned in my life more so recently, then fantastic, you know. And I think that's what everybody, not just addicts, should be spending their time doing in the morning, especially. Just think about what you're going to do today. Be mindful, be creative, be a worthwhile human being on this planet. You know, we need to all start thinking more about not just ourselves, but self-care is important, but around us, the people around us and the world in which we live. You know, be good, be nice to people, be helpful, and be mindful. So yeah, anyway, thoughts on that, I would appreciate, you know, comments, DM me as always. Yeah, thanks again to people that have been watching these. I hope they're helping, because they're helping me tremendously in this time of lockdown. I do try and write a lot, but at the moment, for me to just be doing these videos is amazing therapeutic help for me at the moment as well. So yeah, anyway, hope I'm not rambling now, but yeah, like, share, subscribe. Thanks, guys. Take care. And stay safe and stay strong. Bye-bye.